Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It's my birthday. You'll hear more about that. Well, it's actually my birthday, and we're getting ready to have our fish fry or fish grilled dinner here on the Caribbean Explorer 2 with Explorer Ventures. And I don't know, about 15 of my closest dive friends. You guys with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They're kind of half asleep right now. You know, liquored up, whatever. They're not paying attention to me. They're focused on dinner and mermaids. We do have some mermaids posing for pictures right now. Mermaid Tiffany is sporting a blue mermaid tail. And then we've recruited a new mermaid, Mermaid Tay. And she's representing quite well. Tay, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous on this fine evening. We've got a good reason to celebrate.
We do. What? That you're a mermaid.
Well, Greg can dive at 55.
That's true. Yes. We got that too, I guess. There's that. But Tay makes a very fine mermaid. She's one of the dive guides here on the CX2 showcasing the underwater attractions. Now, we got to talk to the chef here. Chef Larry comes on board on Wednesday and does this fish grilling thing. We literally have a grill on the top deck of the CX2. What do we got here, Larry?
Some fish wahoo.
Let's zoom in here. Oh, yeah. Hear that wahoo sizzle. Oh, yeah. You can smell it.
This morning.
What's it? It was caught this morning?
It was swimming this morning alive.
It's going to be on our stomach by tonight.
Yes, this evening, yes.
Yes, that's a good stuff. So you do this every week for
every
the folks
week.
On the
every
on the Caribbean
week.
Explorer, too.
Yes,
so you've been doing this for how many years now?
Over 30 years now.
30 years he's been doing this. So one night a week, he comes on the boat. He grills up some freshly caught fish for everybody on board. And, boy, that smells good. It's hard to focus. You hear what I'm saying? It's very hard to focus, Larry. It's a tough gig, but someone has to do it, though, right?
Yes, sir.
What's harder, catching them or eating them?
Both of them.
All of them. Yeah, you enjoy all of it.
Yes,
I got
you. Yes.
Okay, fair enough. So, freshly caught fish here in St. Kitts. We're going to feast on that in just a bit. We have, Tiffany is sporting a mermaid tail. It's kind of windy over here, Tiffany. When I go over to the mermaids, I'm getting blown away. You know, it's kind of crazy. What's up with that?
Well, I'm airing my tail out.
You're airing your tail. They're kind of like surfing in the wind with their tail, I guess. That has a tendency to happen. Renee, you having a good time or what?
Absolutely, as usual.
This is just a good... Are you looking forward to the fish dinner tonight or what?
Yes, sir. It's a fresh caught, what is it? Mahi-mahi?
Wahoo.
Wahoo. How about that?
No, and you're supposed to go, wahoo!
And the reason they say that is when the fisherman catches the wahoo, they say, wahoo!
Well, so that's what I just said. Yeah, see, he wasn't listening to me, but that's okay. He's had a cocktail or two. The booze is included. We're done for diving, at least Renee and myself, because it's my birthday. So we're going to do a little celebrating here this evening on board the boat. Now, Captain Butch is here. It's a little windy here on the deck, so I'm kind of moving around a little bit. We're also doing Facebook Live. Hey guys, how are you? Trying to do this at the same time. Butch, you having a good time or what there, buddy?
Having a great time, man. The food's going to be good tonight. We've had a great time diving. What do we got? 20 dives in already?
Thereabouts. You're going for the Iron Man, right?
Hell no, I'm just diving.
No, you are going for the Iron Man. And that basically is the, if you do every single dive here during the week, you get a little certificate that says you are an Iron Man diver, something to that effect. You hear what I'm saying? You're going for it. Don't lie.
Well, I've
Don't
only,
be coy.
I've only gotten it on the last 5 liveaboards I've been on with EV, so yeah. Probably I won't miss any.
That's right. Yeah, no pressure. You know, we went on our land tour in Ceiba yesterday, and he's like, you want to have a beer? You want to have a beer? He's like, no, I'm focused on the Ironman. I cannot do that. So he was dedicated. He was passionate.
No. I wasn't focused on the Iron Man. I was focused on diving. When you guys went ashore, we went diving.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You were kind of working ahead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So your priorities are much better than, maybe me. Because, I'm kind of doing a little celebration on top of the diving. What about Vinny Two Tanks? You having a good time?
Yeah. I'm having a fantastic time.
What's been the highlight so far, Vinny?
You being on the board with us.
Well, you are such a brown noser. That's why I love having him on board. What do you like? You like the sunset we got right now?
It's a lovely sunset right now. You just wouldn't believe it. You'd have to be here to see it.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. When you're on the boat here, off the coast of St. Kitts, every day you have a sunset like this. And we may have a drink if you're not going to do the night dive, or you may just have a Coke and a tea and get ready for a fresh fish dinner. I mean, this is the life. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to be us right now, Vinny.
I know, and I've done this several times already.
Yeah.
I've already earned my...
coming back.
I've already earned my credit for a 6th trip.
Well, that's right. You buy 5, get 1 free or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, but you like the view of the sunset or the mermaids?
The tail view is pretty good. The sunset's beautiful.
Okay, be careful how you say that. We don't want to call in HR.
Oh, okay.
All right, so the wind's died down a little bit. Let me talk to Tay a little bit more here. So not only is she a mermaid right now, she is a... what's your official title here on the boat, Tay?
Well, I'm part of the dive crew, so I'm here to help out on deck and underwater. But I'm also a marine biologist, so I take great pride in helping our environment around which we dive.
Yeah, she has some nice little tips for everybody. She's talking about how the marine life interacts with other marine life and the corals and why they're doing this, or all kinds of technical stuff. But you'll actually learn some things during the week, and that's kind of part of your role. Was that, planned, or you just do that and that's, icing on the cake?
Well, I don't want people to not appreciate what they're diving in and what they're having a look at. So the more you understand about something, the more you can learn to appreciate it and respect it. So for that reason, I try and educate people to as great an extent as possible so that they can learn to protect and conserve the marine environment from which we take so much joy.
Right. Now, you are sporting a clownfish mermaid tail. So do you feel like an invasive species right now since we're in the Caribbean, or what?
Well, I guess so. Also, I'm a South African in the Caribbean.
That's true.
Perhaps I am an alien.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Well, we need more of those, I think. You haven't overtaken everything. So, one or two is good to go. Good to see. But what's the thing that you like seeing underwater for yourself since you've been doing this so much and you're a crew member? I'm sure, you get a little jaded. You get used to your surroundings where it's all new and, we're like, oh, my God, a nurse shark, But you guys see this stuff all the time. And is there any particular critter or a coral formation that kind of tweaks your interest, that, tickles your fancy?
Well, still on every dive, I get that jitter in your stomach every time you see something exciting. It hasn't worn away. But my favorite has to be the... all the little shrimps, the squat shrimp in particular.
The what shrimp?
Squat shrimp.
Is that the one that does the little the little twist and stuff?
Well, they look like they're squatting. They look like they've got their bums up in the air.
Right.
And if you go near them to point them out, they'll actually jump away in a squat formation.
Uh-huh.
Usually you find those in the anemones or in the corkscrew anemone.
I saw one of those today and I filmed him, and he did. He squatted and took off on me. So I didn't know if he just didn't like me or he had to go. You know what I mean? Literally.
Maybe you had a hot date to get to.
Okay, we'll go with that. That's probably more appropriate for sure. But you like seeing that little small, colorful, the little dance they do, the whole thing, right?
Of course. And anyone can spot the big stuff. Anyone can spot turtles and sharks. But I take the time to try and look for the little critters, the ones that maybe go unnoticed.
Yeah.
Everyone deserved a chance to be known.
Right. Now, you were adorned with a lot of accessories. You have a few mermaid tattoos on you, so you were a mermaid before we made you one, is what you told me. He says, I've always been a mermaid. I may not be wearing a tail, but you've always had kind of that connection to the sea.
Uh-huh. Since I was 10 years old, I've been diving, and from the first day I put my face in the water, I decided that I would become a diving instructor and marine biologist, and here I am.
Yeah, has it been everything you've thought it would be and then some?
It's been more, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
What is the thing you like hanging with different folks every week like this? We're a little more colorful. I know we're a challenge. you know, when you have to put up with people like me and all this kind of stuff. But on a typical week, do you just like, you know, turning people on to something they've never seen before and that kind of thing, and you feed off that energy?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't call you guys a challenge. It's been interesting.
You don't know us that well. Give us another day, another 24 hours tops.
Well, I mean, it's been 4 days. I've kind of sussed you out already.
Yeah.
But yes, the most enjoyable part is meeting people, meeting them and understanding what their perception on things is. And if I can, maybe swaying them to the way more of conserving rather than just taking from the environment.
Right. How do you feel about eating one of your own in the fish dinner tonight?
Well, I'm a vegan. I don't eat.
Of course she is.
Fish are friends, not food.
Yes. She's a mermaid. She can't eat fish. That wouldn't make no sense. It's dinner time, so we're going to take a break and come back with more from St. Kitts on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I used to watch you at the Improv when I was starting out. Things you made me laugh so hard because I had just started learning to scuba dive. You did that bit about scuba diving and how the whole point of the sport is not to dive.
There's a fish, there's a rock, who cares? Don't dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm on the CX2, the Caribbean Explorer 2 live aboard. It's my birthday, my 55th birthday. They just made me a giant cake, a red velvet birthday cake. They sang happy birthday. I blew out candles. They only had five. So they're saying I'm 55, but mentally I've devolved into a five-year-old, which is pretty appropriate if you've been listening to the show. Now, I have a lot of friends on board. We're making new ones, but we have seen some old friends on this trip as well. Now, Percy is the guy that you will see if you load in St. Kitts. He'll pick you up at the airport. Gene, the dancing machine, is the guy in St. Martin, and we talked to him earlier when we boarded in St. Martin. But if you, once again, if you board in St. Kitts or you get off in St. Kitts, you're going to come across Percy, and he's been doing this for how many years now, Percy, you figure? How many years have you been working with the folks here at Explore Ventures?
31.
31 years.
31 years.
Yeah, so I saw Percy for the 30-year anniversary cruise we did a few months ago. And Clay was on board with his family, and Percy brought his daughter, and we had a big old time. And we're hanging out at the bar right now celebrating my birthday, I guess, this time. It's always a celebration when you come on this
birthday, room. My friend. It's good to see you.
Good
are
to
you
see
19
you.
Now?
I am not. No, I'm 5, evidently, according to the birthday. Okay. Did you like that birthday cake, though?
Oh, it was lovely.
It was lovely, yeah. So, Percy, you've been doing this so long. You welcome the guests when they come into St. Kitts, or you pick them up and take them home.
Send them off.
Yeah.
Say goodbye. It was wonderful.
Oh, yeah, but he always has a smile on his face, and he knows his way around town, and you keep everybody out of jail, more or less, right?
Oh, no, that's the hardest job, guys.
Yeah, that's right. Well, especially with the crew we have on this trip.
That's law firm. That's, oh, man, you don't talk about that part.
Yes, exactly. There's stories that we can't share on the air when people got a little too crazy, but... But we were hanging out by the bar. You came on board for the fish fry today.
Oh, yes.
Good time.
Every once a month to keep the guys under control, Polly, yeah. Captain and crew. And, you know, for 30 years, it's been fun.
It's been a good time. And it's always fun to see a familiar face when you go on multiple trips like this. So
exactly. You know, and for you to come back every once in a while... It's a pleasure to see you.
Well, back at you, my friend.
And, you know, let's hope this radio show continues for, 30 more years to come?
Well, it's gotten this far. Who would have thought it would have lasted 6 months? And here we are,
months, man, that's a short time.
That's too short. We've been doing it 21. And
you know, you must give all regards to... the captain of the crew.
That's right. We're going to talk to Captain
Ernie. That guy just getting married. What's his name again?
Clay?
Yeah,
of course. The guy runs Explorer Ventures. He was on the board with us last time.
Wonderful job over the years.
Yes. Well, he puts up with my nonsense and maybe a little bit of yours. Or no, you keep him in line probably, don't you?
Say it again?
I said you keep Clay in line when he shows up.
Oh, well, you know, that's a hard line to keep.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, see, he's not here, so we can say this kind of stuff.
You know, without that, give him my regards. In line here, online overseas is better.
Yes.
You know, and that one, for 30 years, he must understand it's a good line.
It is. And, you know, and Clay has done a great job, and Explorer Ventures takes care of their people, and that's why they have people like Percy, who's been working with the company for 31 years plus. That says a lot about the philosophy of how they run things. You come as a guest, you'll leave as a friend, right,
exactly,
Percy?
Exactly. Amazingly, you know, the first captain was Ron Palmer. You would never forget him.
Yeah?
Yeah. The very first meet, November of what, 80?
Well, about 31 years ago, thereabouts,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 87, November of 87.
Okay.
Yeah, he was the first captain, Ron Palmer. You must not forget him. And his story was he was coming all year round.
Right.
And when he says that in April, that's the time you start to pay attention close.
Yeah.
Because he was the first one I met in this industry. That intends to come all year round. From that time till now, it's been all year round.
It's been all good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this diving community, they're kind of twisted, but they're a friendly, close-knit community.
You know the most beautiful thing about diving?
Yeah.
Can you answer that question?
Well, no, you tell me. Do you know?
Well, somebody have to stay on top.
And that's your role?
Yes, exactly. That's what
Percy is a permanent bubble watcher.
Exactly, you know?
Yeah.
And me, you know, staying on top, you know, the philosophy of that, you never know how they're going to come back up. And somebody has to catch them, you know, and catch good, catch bad, sink well.
That's right. He's there with a smile on his face no matter what kind of shape you're in.
Exactly,
there you go.
Exactly.
And he's talking about picking them up after the Friday night party. In St. Kitts, because sometimes they do need a little assistance, and Percy is there to help.
You better believe it.
Yes, that's the night the crew gets a little wild. They're finally allowed to drink with the rest of the passengers. And sometimes it can get a little nutty. But it's a good time. And you've been in St. Kitts this whole time, too?
With your radio show, hope it is 24 hours.
It's not 24 hours. Thank God. The place would go crazy. The world would not be.
You're losing.
That's a mistake?
Yeah, you're losing profit.
Okay, he's a businessman, obviously. So maybe that's something new I need to do.
I'm 25 hours a day.
All right. Well, you are, of course. You work. See, that's a four-letter word in my world. You know what I'm saying? So I try to avoid that at all costs.
And you know the extra hour?
Extra hour is what?
It's pure profit.
There you go. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, you know what? I'm 55 now, Percy. I need to slow down.
You're a young little fella.
We'll go with that.
You're just beginning. Yeah.
I'm already working like four hours a week. I can't really. If anything, I need to cut down.
4 hours a week?
Yeah.
Man, you haven't started working in your life yet.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right. We'll see. You know, but he lives on a beautiful island like St. Kitts. We're back home in the States and can only come here to visit. But we love coming here. And St. Kitts, you've been here your whole life, St. Kitts, or what?
No, not my whole life.
Well, a good portion of it, right?
1 week in Indiana.
Really?
Yeah.
He grew up in Indiana. He ended up in St. Kitts.
No, don't ask that. Never ask that question. I wouldn't say nothing around the world. You know, that's my only holiday. 89.
89 years.
No. Oh, 1989.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wait, he looks amazing. I actually have hope.
No. Not 89 yet.
Okay.
You got to back up.
We actually have a math major on board if we need her help right now.
Okay.
We'll ask her. We'll figure it out. But look, he's in great shape. Friendliest people you could ever meet. And like all the people with Explore Ventures, Percy and St. Kitts, he'll meet you or he'll say goodbye to you when you leave a liveaboard trip. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We just had dinner here on the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard anchored off the coast of St. Kitts. We're having a big old time. It's my birthday. I'm still celebrating for the entire week. Mermaid Tiffany with me. Are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time.
Yeah?
Yes.
Despite the fact that I'm on board too?
Despite the fact that you've been celebrating the entire week as your birthday, the way I see it, your birthday is not for another year now. So my birthday is closer than yours.
Okay, well, you've been celebrating probably too much. My gift to you, by the way, for my birthday was that you weren't my dive buddy. You were Renee's dive buddy. You prefer him much more than I.
Take a look.
What do you mean?
Look in the mirror.
Yeah, I'm a handsome man. What are you trying to say there, Tiffany?
Yes, I'm saying that you're the handsome one, but he's the more pays more attention underwater.
Ah, okay. You're saying Renee is not handsome, but he pays attention to you, and I just ignore you?
Sure, if you want to go with that.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. I got Rachel as my dive buddy. Rachel, we've been good dive buddies. We've been sharing some tips and things, especially during the surface interval, getting to know each other. She works with Explore Ventures on their social media. And if you've been following us on Facebook Live, a lot of that has been Rachel's fault. And so the fact that you're seeing more of me than you should, Rachel, well, I'm blaming you.
You can blame me. It's been a fun week seeing the backs, the inside of everything. And
no, it's been good. And she is a great diver. She's been on this boat. She's worked on the boat years ago. And so this was kind of like a homecoming to you, wasn't it?
Yeah, this boat, Caribbean Explorer 2, is always like coming home, especially Saba and St. Kitts and spending time out here in the dive sites. You know, close your eyes and you remember them. So it's awesome.
And now she resides in Canada. So, you know, she says a boat and things like that. And she wore a toque, or we had Scuba Pro toques that keep us warm. But the biggest thing that Rachel showed me, other than her excellent dive skills, is how to beatbox. And we'll share that with the world right now. All you have to do is what?
All you have to do is say boots and cats real fast together.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. Just like that, see? It goes just like that with our music. I love this. See, these are the fun things you learn on your surface interval on a liveaboard trip. Next time it could be you. Hey, coming up, we got more from St. Kitts with Explore Adventures and the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, I am Peter, a dive guy from Humboldt Explorer and the Galapagos Islands. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to the diving. Now, here's the guy who likes stirring the boobies as much as I do. Great dive master.
Will there be boobies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's in the Galapagos. We happen to be off the coast of St. Kitts for the Saba St. Kitts itinerary with Explore Adventures. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are having a blast, are we not, gang? This is a good time. Look, and it's like this on any Explore Adventures liveaboard vessel, whether it's the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, you know, they got the Turks and Caicos, and of course, you could do this itinerary. There are some specials going on right now, correct, Rachel? Where at? Is it for this itinerary?
For this itinerary, Turks and Caicos, and the Maldives.
All right, so all you got to do is go to exploreventures.com. They'll have them all there for you. Or just give them a call, 1-800-322-3577. And they will, you know, ask a few questions like, hey, this is the kind of diving I like to do. Where should I go? And they'll tell you. Now, and trust me, you'll have the trip of a lifetime. And you'll meet some cool people, like the people we're on board with this week, celebrating a birthday, diving, eating way too much, and just having a good old time. Now, as we said earlier in the show, how they tell everybody in the boat it's time for a dive is they blow the conch. And not anyone can just blow a conch. You have to practice at this. You have to learn how to properly blow a conch. This isn't something you're born with. Am I right, Tiffany?
Yeah. If you asked me to do it, nobody would ever dive. I have no idea how to do it.
Well, we're going to teach you. That's what we're here to do. Here at Scuba Radio, when we come on board the boat, we want to make sure not only the crew know how to properly blow a conch, but the passengers need to know this, too. This is a skill that, once again, you're not born with. You have to kind of train. You have to work at it. And Tay has been nice enough to, prepare like a – we're going to have like a conch-blowing workshop, right, Tay?
Oh, yeah. It takes a lot of skill and a lot of training. And when I first got here, when I blew the conch, no one even knew it was dive time.
Well, in South Africa, you didn't even have conch there, did you?
No, definitely not.
So you had to come here and pick up a conch, and it took you like years to learn how to blow the conch?
Yes, yes.
Or would you like to give props out to someone who properly told you how to blow the conch?
No, they kind of just handed me this skanky-ass shell and said, blow it.
Yeah, put this on your mouth and blow on it.
What do you, yes, yeah. We do clean it from time to time with alcohol and water.
Oh, okay. So this one's been cleaned. This is a properly cleaned
conch. Yes, just for this workshop, it has been sterilized.
Okay, that's what we're going to say, so we're not sued. All right, so go ahead and blow the conch, and this is the sound it's supposed to make. Go ahead. Let's see what we got here. Wow, that's some serious conch blowing right there. She knows her. You've been practicing. I'm not going to say anymore. She's going to smack me. All right, so we know what it's supposed to sound like. Now let's give it to someone who has not ever blown a conch before. Raise your hand. We're going to teach you how to blow a conch. Michaela, you want to come up here? Come on up here, Michaela. Now, she is part of the family from Colorado.
First
she
one
is,
doesn't get any slobber. Last one gets all the slobber.
Okay, all right. So that sounds like Butch wants to take that position as the last conch blower. Now, Michaela, you've never blown a conch before.
Not successfully.
Not successfully. Okay, have you ever, like, blown on wind instruments and things like that, like in band or anything?
Nope.
You're not a band geek?
No band.
All right, so you got a pucker, right? Okay. What tip can you give her there, Tay?
So
You got to get it right from the diaphragm. All that air you can muster. Puff your cheeks out and give a proper...
Okay. That was... I don't know what to think of that.
I get that vibration going.
Okay, that's right. All right. And you put it up to your mouth. I'm glad it's you, Michaela, because if it would have been like Vinny Two Tanks, he might have bent over. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, go ahead. What do you got? Okay, that didn't work. Try it one more time. That was better.
Getting there. Got some sound.
Three times? That was a great fake. I kind of like it. All right, that's good. All right, let's give Butch, come on up here. Butch.
That last one would let the ants come go diving, you know?
That's okay. She's going to practice probably after you,
you blow
get it
in?
Good and lubricated.
Which end do you blow in?
Yeah, the end with a hole in it.
Doesn't work.
Not that big open
backside.
End, no.
This end?
Yeah.
With the hole in it?
Now, Butch, is a,
the backside?
Butch is a pro.
Yeah, I'm not a backside person.
All right, just quick. Put it. Just put your mouth up to that thing and blow. Really? You're kidding me. Wait a minute. I thought you were a pro at this. Really? That's the best you got?
I'm a sick blower.
Okay. I can't believe this. None of these folks can do this. What's he doing wrong?
You gotta tighten your lips. Pucker up.
Tighten your lips. Like
you got a tiny little hole in the middle where the air's going to come out.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, Butch. You can do this. There it is. Now it's coming out.
Good enough.
He's turning red. I think we're going to have to call the doctor over here.
I got to get another Jack Daniels to try that
all
again.
Right. There you go. That's what it was. He wasn't properly lubricated. Who wants to get else give it a shot? Who do we need to teach? Renee, come on up
come
here,
on,
dude.
Renee
from Scuba Pro.
Life
I have a feeling Renee from Scuba Pro has done this many times before. This is nothing new for you, is it? You've done this before, have you?
I have not.
You've never done this. That was pretty good. He got it out there, I think. That seemed like a real conch blowing.
We need someone else.
All right, Dr. Steve, you want to come up and give it a go? Dr. Steve. All right, see, we're running around. We're trying to teach how everybody can do this. And he definitely needs to have this. Yeah, you know, when you go from like Renee to doctor, that is like,
and then.
Yeah, blow it. There you go. He's a doctor, so he knows how to do it. Yeah, that was good and kind of disturbing at the same time. That was great. Give it one more blow. Give it one more blow. Okay. All right. That's good,
that
too. Now, where's Bill? Bill, come on up here, Bill. Bill was he was the toast of the party the first night, and he's been watching this all week. He was very excited about the possibility of learning how to blow the conch. Now, Bill, you've seen how everybody's been doing this. There's been some successes. There's been some failures. There's been some close ones. What do you think? What are you predicting for your performance here tonight?
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad?
Pretty bad, yeah.
You don't think... Have you ever, like, played trombone or trumpet or anything like that?
I did play the trumpet, but
okay,
it's
well, you should be
like
a ringer.
30, 40 years.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, you
I don't know.
Know
if I can do it anymore.
All right, give it a shot. I have a feeling he's going to surprise us all. Here he goes. Wow, look at that. They older and wiser. Me and Bill have that in common now.
I guess the trumpet practice is like riding a bike.
Exactly. It's like scuba diving. Once you learn it, you can keep doing it for years, and now you know. So is that something, are you going to have to disinfect that thing or just throw it away? What do you think, Day?
I will soak it in some alcohol, and if it still smells kind of funky, we'll just grab another one.
Just chuck it and get a new one, a conch for the boat.
I'm kidding. We do not support the buying and selling of marine organisms.
And plus, we don't want to waste any alcohol because we're drinking it. you can't do that. You can't do that. But this is one of the things. Who started this this procedure where blowing the conch was the dive briefing? Anyone know?
I've been on the boat for over 10 years. It's been 10 years ago, and it was on a it was a tradition then, so I'm guessing it's been well beyond that.
When you guys decide who's going to blow the conch for the dive briefing, it is like who got the short stick, you know, hey, you got to put your lips on this thing that's been here for 20 years and been kissed by, you know, 50,000 divers or something? What do you think, Tay?
No, it's not that much of a battle. It's more if it's your dive, you blew the conch. You're getting ready. You want everyone upstairs for your briefing. The sooner they're upstairs, the sooner that you're in the water.
Okay, so you got that motivation to keep people going and that kind of stuff. All right, so has everyone had a great time this week? So, Dr. Steve, I want to ask you, you're from, like, the New York area.
Yes, sir.
And this is your first time on a liveaboard like this, right?
It is. Yes, it is.
So, we're towards the end of our adventure. We got another day or two. So, it's not over yet, but so far, so good. Has it been everything you thought it was?
Unbelievable. A triple plus. Had a great time.
I told you the first night, I said, this will change your whole attitude on diving. Was I correct?
It definitely did. I can't wait till my next liveaboard.
Yeah, you've already thought about what, going on the Turk's boat or something?
Yes. The perfect place to do a liveaboard.
No doubt. Well, I'm glad you made it, and he's one of many on the boat that you're hearing that not only know how to blow a conch, but know how to dive on a liveaboard. We got more coming up from Saban St. Kitts next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. But they want me to blow the conch? I'm not going to put my lips on that diseased-ridden thing. Are you kidding me?
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Big news, you're all invited to my party.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, I can dive at 55. I had my birthday. They brought me a birthday cake. Sarah, oh my God, she made me this red velvet birthday cake that we all ate. And we'll be taking home a souvenir. It's about 6-7 pounds here by the end of the week. But good times for sure. And you can do it too. Once again, all you got to do is call Explore Ventures, 1-800-322-3577. call them up and book this trip. You will thank me for years to come. Just like Bill and his family. You've just been having a great time this week, haven't you?
Oh, it's been wonderful. Really.
So
cool.
you brought your family together. You had three kids with you, and Greg is here. I remember his name because we have a name in common. So it's very easy to remember Greg's name. He also has a kind of a cool look, kind of like the Last Man on Earth kind of look. You know what I'm saying? You know that show?
I do not.
Okay. Well, you have the look, and it's a good look. It's a novel look.
But a yoga instructor.
He is. He's a yoga instructor in San Francisco. But you guys came together. You're out of Colorado. You came here, and you've been diving as a family. And you do this like what, once a year kind of thing, or what do you think?
Pretty close to it. We take family trips once a year, but for the first 10 years, this is my 20th year diving, and I finally made 100. Yeah, 100 dives.
Yeah.
But
well, Michaela,
more than half of them, like in the last 10 years, I made more dives this trip than I did in the last 10 years.
How about that? So, did you get the Ironman, or did you do?
I skipped one dive.
One dive, yeah. And he would have had the Ironman. But that's
well, I did.
But you got it. That's right. Well, Dad came out on top for sure. But you know, it is cool that you brought them together. You guys had never done a liveaboard trip like this before, right?
No, we have not.
So
First time.
Been
great.
It's
We're
been great.
Do it again.
You're
going to
do it again, just like Dr. Steve said earlier. You know, that's the thing. Every person I meet at the beginning of the week that's never done these before, I'm telling you, it's the same story I hear from every single one. I say, look, this is going to change the way you look at diving because it's just too easy when you get on a boat like this, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You get as much bottom time as you want. Like you said, you got like what, 20? How many dives did you get with that Ironman thing? You did every dive. It's going to be like 25 or something, or what?
24. We got one dive off to do a tour of Seva.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And actually, that doesn't go play against you.
No, they didn't charge. They didn't. Right. It wasn't an either or choice. So.
Yeah, and you got to do the land tour when you're on this trip. It's definitely worth the visit to Seva. But Greg is a yoga instructor out of San Francisco. And what was kind of interesting, I saw him underwater, and he was like swimming along with the group, and he was stretching his hands out, and it was like he was doing something to the reef. And what were you doing exactly? What was going on?
He's trying to be like the lobsters, sensing the electromagnetic field.
That is so. It was so cool. I was like, now wait a minute. Is he like getting energy from the reef and from the critters, or are they giving it to him? And well, I mean, you were telling me you just kind of feel it. Is that
sharing feeling?
Yeah. Is it? But it's kind of like an underwater yoga kind of thing. Is it all connected in that sense for you?
I think so. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You're weightless and you're picking up all the energy. Why not? If it works for you, hey, it works for me. I think it's kind of cool.
We're all one. We're just one with the planet.
Exactly. And I know you're into environmental things, too, so you like to, protect the reef.
Yeah, they talked about some of that on the trip, and I really appreciated it, and I'd love to hear more of that stuff in the future.
Tay, who we made a mermaid. We made her a mermaid,
and
but she was very good.
Pro products are green.
Are green.
Cool.
That's right. They're actually black, but they're green friendly. Yeah, that's what you mean.
Environmental friendly.
Yeah,
that's why
exactly. They got this whole green fins thing going on with Explore Ventures where, they're trying to teach people, proper etiquette.
Get a suit that's recycled bottle, that's like the Patagonia stuff is recycled plastic, and they're now making a dive suit that's recycled.
That's right.
Plastic.
Scuba Pro is doing that.
You can do your part by buying a wetsuit. How cool is that?
And get rid of some of the plastic that's floating around in the ocean. We don't want that in the ocean. We want it on us, wearing us, keeping us warm, maybe. That's one way to help save the planet and the critters that we love to see as divers. But you would say, has this been the best diving experience you've had, Greg?
My first dive experience was still my best, just because it was before all the bleaching. And
where was that? Where was your first time?
That was off the coast of Kenya.
Pemba Island.
Pemba Island, yeah.
Wow, okay, so that's pretty exotic stuff.
Yeah, 98.
98, okay. So, yeah, your first time is always kind of special.
Yeah, it's kind of special.
Not just for diving, but for many activities. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Can I give a shout-out?
Yes.
Always remember
to Randy at Coral Key Scuba in Colorado on Wadsworth. He
was one of my trainers.
He was one of Greg's trainers, yeah. And it, like, now he's just a friend of the family because we interact with him all the time.
Well, why isn't he here on the boat with us?
Well, I don't have a good answer for that because I was willing to pay for my kids, but not for him. Sorry, Randy.
No, that's where, you know, that's one of the benefits of being a trip like this. You get to say to all your friends back home that are listening right now, suck it, losers. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's good to be us this week. You know, we got to take advantage of it, Bill, right?
Yeah, you got to take advantage.
Yeah, I may push that envelope a little farther than most. But yeah, well, you know, anybody can do this. It's just a matter of committing and just know if you think Bill, if you think Greg, if you think myself or anyone else you've heard on the show today is having fun, just realize you could be doing the same damn thing next week. All you got to do is call up Explorer Ventures or come on our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, and you'll be the one rubbing it into all your friends back home. You know, it's a good place to be, trust me. All right, and on that note, we'll end it. I appreciate you tuning in, as always. And, guys, thanks for being my dive buddy for the week. That'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's better.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.